Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Hi there, you are listening to Encouragementology. We are talking tonight about getting laser focused on your goals. Did you start the year, this quarter, or even this month off with the best intentions only to find yourself smack dab in a lull? Broad goals are easy to create. Mapping out milestones and hitting them along the way can be a bit of a challenge, but sticking to a plan with the same intensity as the day you started can be a brutal fight. You still want it, right? Then what happened? Where did you lose focus? We're going to delve into that, dissect some scenarios, and come up with some strategies to get back on track. I know you can do it. Just like we would research places to go, create an itinerary, and pack all the necessary tools for our journey, creating reachable goals takes a well-thought-out plan. Did you forget to investigate all the options, leave out a step along the way, or did you over or underpack for the trip? First, let's walk through the steps for successful goal planning to make sure we haven't missed anything. Then let's explore where motivation comes from and how you can get more and sustain it longer. A time-release solution for motivation. Sounds perfect, right? We also need to discuss the obvious snags to any good plan. Preparing for how you are going to handle the unforeseen is a critical strategy. It's needed for success. Ready to party and celebrate? It's a necessary element to motivation, so we're going to talk about its benefits and how you can make sure you build in reward to keep you mentally hydrated along the way. So, where did your goal come from? Is it a long-term goal to get you further along in life? Or is it a short-term goal, helping you obtain something you want or getting you over the hump? It's important to remember where you started and why. You should always have a goal. Setting goals helps trigger new behaviors, helps guide your focus, helps you sustain that momentum in life. In an article Leslie Ropel, a professor of psychology at Norwood University, wrote for Positive Psychology, the importance, benefit, and value of setting goals were discussed. Goals help align your focus and promote a sense of self-mastery. You can't manage what you don't measure, and you can't improve upon something that you don't properly manage. Setting goals can help you do all of that and more. The truth is that some goals are achieved while others are not, and it's important to understand why. Mark Murphy, the founder and CEO of LeadershipIQ.com and author of the book Hard Goals, The Secret of Getting from Where You Are to Where You Want to Be, has gone through years of research in science and how the brain works and how we are wired as a human being as it pertains to goal setting. Murphy's book combines the latest research in psychology and brain science on goal setting, as well as the law of attraction to help fine-tune the process. A hard goal is an achieved goal, according to Murphy. He tells us to put our present cost into the future and our future benefit into the present. Think about that for a moment. Put your present cost into the future and your future benefit into the present. What this really means is don't put off until tomorrow what you could do today. We tend to value things in the present moment much more than we value things in the future. Setting goals is a process that changes over time. The goals you set in your 20s will most likely be very different from the goals you set in your 40s. Thank goodness. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you where I would be or what I would be doing if any of those goals had been met. What were your goals? Think about that. Back in the 20s, I think I was going to open up a shadow box business. Whatever your age doesn't really quite matter in the end, as long as you continually revisit your life goals and work to update them. Goals help motivate us to develop strategies that will enable us to perform at the required goal level. Accomplishing the goal can either lead to satisfaction and further motivation or frustration and lower motivation if the goal is not accomplished. Edward Locke and Gary Latham are leaders in goal setting theory. According to their research, goals not only affect behavior as well as job performance, but they also help mobilize energy, which leads to higher effort overall. Higher effort leads to an increase in persistence. They came up with 5 goal setting principles that can help improve your chances of success. Are you ready? First of all, clarity, challenge, commitment, feedback, task complexity. So, clarity is important when it comes to goals. That's the number one. Clarity is important. Setting goals that are clear and specific eliminate the confusion that occurs when a goal is set in a more generic manner, right? More broad, more overarching. Be specific. Clarify. What are you really going for? Challenging goals stretch your mind and cause you to think bigger. This helps you accomplish more. Each success you achieve helps you build a winning mindset. So stretch yourself a little bit. Go outside of the box. Don't do the norm. Push it a little further than you normally would. Feedback helps you know what you are doing right and how you are doing. This allows you to adjust your expectations and your plan of action going forward. Feedback, right? You're going to hear me say it more than once. Accountability partner, someone that you trust. Walk through your goals with them so they can give you some good and honest feedback. Task complexity is the final factor. It's important to set goals that are aligned with the goal's complexity, right? Communicating your goal to an accountability partner helps you keep accountable. I recently just did this. At the end of the brainstorming session, my accountability partner said, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" And I said, "Yes." Now you know my plan, the reasons why, and my overall mission. Help me stay laser focused on it. If you see me wavering or going in a different direction, gently remind me to look at my vantage point, right? What's ahead? It's easy to get into the weeds and go off on a tangent. I love to paint the picture of digging a ditch. I do this all the time when I'm talking about being strategic. If you're too tactical, you'll spend all your time in the ditch digging and digging and digging. Without a strategic approach, you can't stay focused on where you're going. Imagine the aerial view of that. All over the place, zigzagging because you never got out to take a look at where you're going. Dr. Gail Matthews, a clinical psychologist from Dominican University of California, did some valid research on this. Matthews' research shows those who write down their goals and share their goals with a friend, as well as send weekly updates, were on average 33% more successful when it comes to accomplishing their stated goals compared to those who merely formulated their goals. In her study, which involved 267 participants from various businesses and organizations, she studied how writing goals down and committing to goal-directed actions influence goal achievement in the workplace. The study was divided into 5 groups. Group 1 was asked to think about the business-related goals they hoped to accomplish within approximately a 4-week time period. The group also rated the goals on how difficult they were. Group 2 was asked to take it a step further by writing their goals down as well as rating them in terms of difficulty. Group 3 was asked to write their goals down and write some kind of action commitment for each. Group 4 was required to do everything that Group 3 did as well as share those commitments with a friend. Group 5 was asked to do all of the above in addition to sending weekly progress updates. 149 people completed the study. At the end of the study, Group 1 only accomplished 43% of their stated goals. Those in Group 4 accomplished 64% of their stated goals. And those in Group 5 had the most success, accomplishing 76% of their goals. Let's remind ourselves, Group 5 was asked to do all of the above in addition to sending weekly progress updates. The study clearly provides empirical evidence as to the effectiveness of 3 things: accountability, commitment, as well as taking time to write your goals down. Without a goal, your chances of success are minimal at best. So how do you know if you set the right goal? Like picking the perfect destination for your journey, you might want to clarify a few things. Do you have a burning desire to uncover and execute your life's purpose? Or is it more of getting to the next level in work, life, or health? Here are a few questions I came up with to flush out before you put pen to paper. Number one, why is this my goal? It's important to soul search this question a bit. If you're going to spend the time, do the research, and set up the plan, you might want to make sure this is what you truly want. It's a great time to make sure the goal and the outcome associated with it are of importance to you and not something you're doing to please someone else. The motivation to please will only take you so far. Number two, is the timing right? Laser focus takes time and a serious commitment. Is this the right time for you to dedicate yourself to this goal? Is it something you want to do or have to do? What will you be giving up by making it happen? Are you willing to give that up? Be strategic. Timing is everything, and missing the mark won't set yourself up for success. Number three, do I have support through the process? Clearing a path in your life to focus on your wants, your needs, and your desires may mean others have to take a back seat or pitch in with a little extra help. Do you have a good support system? Are you willing to ask for help that you need? Have you identified an accountability partner or two? Creating a successful plan means you do the homework to modify your current routine and remove any known obstacles ahead of time. Number four, what's your time frame? You need to be willing to push yourself. It's okay to be realistic, but not setting parameters around time means you aren't taking the process very seriously. Losing weight, getting better at something, or making more money is way too broad. You need to be specific and time-bound to stay on track. What do you want? When do you want to complete it by? And what happens in between? Number five, what happens if you don't succeed? Failure is a part of life, and even though you don't want to start out this journey with a negative spirit, you do need to be prepared with a plan B. If you aren't willing to accept that failure is an option, then you could be caught with a devastating, dream-crushing blow that you can't recover from. Having an alternate route means you don't have to start over if things don't go as planned. You can simply make the necessary adjustments and be on your way. Sounds motivating and easy, doesn't it? But is it? Failure can be a game changer. For some, if given the opportunity, it can solidify what you already knew. You aren't good enough. You aren't smart enough. You can't win. Left untreated, failure can not only stop you in your tracks, but it can prevent you from trying anything you see as risky again. If you aren't evolving and pushing yourself, then you're stuck and your growth has been stunted. How can you objectively learn from your failures without taking them so personally? Personal, yes, they are happening to you, but objectively, so you can step outside of the situation and learn from the lesson that is being presented. Dr. Guy Winch is from Squeaky Wheel, and he wrote an article for Psychology Today all about this, how to treat the wounds failure inflicts. Fight the distortions. Recognize that failure distorts your perceptions about the task itself and about your capabilities. Don't buy that you're incapable. Adopt a mindset of persistence and optimism and refuse to give up. Revive your self-worth. Try to ignore your recent failure for a moment and make a list of the qualities and capacities you possess that should make it possible for you to succeed. It's always great to remind yourself of this. Sometimes we beat ourselves up over and over again. If you have trouble coming up with a list, ask a friend or someone who knows you well. They can remind you of your strength. Read your list and reconnect to your potential, and read it often. Remind yourself of what success would mean to you. Recharge your motivation by reconnecting to the reasons you began pursuing this goal in the first place. Consider how you would feel if you succeeded, especially after having failed at a previous attempt. Take calculated risks. Recognize that it is natural to feel anxious when considering less conventional options, but that it might be essential to do so. Create a list of all the various approaches you can think of, rank them according to the risks they entail, and make informed and calm choices about which to pursue first. Re-engage your creativity always. Brainstorm new approaches by following these two steps. In the first, list every approach you can think of while completely ignoring whether it's realistic or possible. Just everything you think of, write it down. Do not censure your ideas at all at this stage. Only once you have a complete and crazy list should you go back through and think it through. Is it viable or isn't it? Focus on factors in your control. Most failures are related to inadequate planning, poor preparation, and insufficient effort. Figure out what was lacking in your planning, how you could be better prepared in the future, and how and where you can invest more effort. That is so important for your growth. If you don't evaluate what went wrong and what you have to do to modify it to make it right, you're never going to learn. And because of that, you're just going to shove off anything that's close to that. Oh, already tried it. I failed, right? Reframe the failure as a single incident. Make a list of all the specifics of the situation that might be different when you approach the task the next time. Include items such as circumstances, factors related to the other people involved, your mood, your spouse's mood, the weather, your general frame of mind, how you slept, and many others. Then check off the many factors that might be different when you try it again. Reframing is so important to put failure into perspective. This was an isolated incident and not an exaggerated pattern. Overgeneralization will have you believing, I never win. I always lose. Don't accept that pattern, but instead challenge it. Really? You never win? Ever? Where does your motivation come from? It might be easy to say money or success, but let's dig a little bit deeper. I bet it's more. Could it be a sense of accomplishment, praise, or validation? Has anyone told you that you could do it? That you matter and that your goals are important? Before goals and the motivation to reach them comes encouragement. The inspiration that all this is even possible. Encouragement is needed to connect and visualize something better. It's instilling courage, confidence, and hope. It's essential for reaching any goal. I love this quote by Elizabeth Harrison. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward are those who encourage more than they criticize. Those who are lifting the world upward and onward, right? Upward. You got to go up first before you can go on. Your encouragement lifts someone up. Just being told that someone believes in your ability to do something is motivating. I know you can do it. I believe in you. Your goals are important and you have the ability to reach them. Motivating, right? I think Nike put it best. Just do it. Waiting around for motivation to come is like staying up and trying to catch Santa. It will never happen. You can't meditate motivation. You can't wait it out or touch your nose and watch it appear. You have to pick a goal that's important to you, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound, and then just go for it. The climate is never going to be perfect, and someone isn't going to knock on your door and hand it to you. You have to go out and get it. Tori Sheffield gives us 11 ways to stay motivated and focused to achieve your goals in an article that she wrote for Bustle. Achieving our goals is seldom easy. It's why knowing how to stay motivated is so incredibly important when it comes to getting what we want in the long term. And in a world with more distractions than ever before, from nonstop web access to constant texting, it can be all the harder to stay focused and productive and not just give in to what's easier in the moment. Don't assume money will motivate you. Motivational trainer Karen Strunk says many people think money alone will be enough to motivate them. And while that may do so initially, it's very hard to sustain financial motivation if the work you're doing actually drags. If you do that type of work for long, you will find that no amount of money is worth swapping parts of your life in activities that aren't aligned with who you are and what truly is your passion and mission in life. So first things first, be true to yourself when it comes to setting goals. Make sure they're your goals. We've said it before, but on that note, Strunks also adds, one of the biggest challenges in staying motivated and sticking to our goals is making sure that the goals we have set for ourselves are the ones we really want to obtain. Sometimes we set goals based on what we think we should do, or we base them on what other people say. Make sure you're going after something you want and make sure that it makes you happy. It can make all the difference. Visualize the results. According to a piece featured on Forbes about staying motivated, it's important to visualize the end result and what it will feel like when you've achieved your end goal. This means visualizing the sweat on your back, the feeling of relief, the utter excitement. This is what will fuel you on days when you don't feel like working. I love this one, and I use it often. I've started walking the dog or hiking without earbuds or any other distractions. I use that time to daydream and visualize myself further along in my journey. I'm specific, and I'm in an executive office of my company. I'm noticing the furnishings, the colors, the overall vibe. What am I doing? Who I'm talking to? I like to feel the new schedule, that extra freedom, and what I'll do with it. It can really transport me. Break the goal down into smaller pieces. The same Forbes compilation piece recommended breaking your goals down into smaller, more task-oriented goals and set target deadlines for those tasks. For example, if your goal is to reorganize your entire closet, start by saying, first, I'm going to tackle the shoes, and then the belts, and then the winter coats, right? This method can make even the biggest task feel more manageable, and you can do this with anything. Start looking at your schedule and breaking it down into smaller pieces, putting them in order that makes sense. I even do this for the grocery store when I'm writing my list. I know I'm not the only one. Tap into other people's energy. In a piece for Inc., small business advisor Marla Tabaki stressed the importance of surrounding yourself with positive thinkers who emanate positive energy. Do you have people in your life you can engage in stimulating conversations about business or other things that you're passionate about? As human beings, we give and receive energy and inspiration. Make sure you're receiving as much or more than you're handing out. Get organized. Tabaka also recommended taking time to sit down and organize your thoughts. When I'm working on a big project, nothing saps my energy more than an overstimulated, cluttered mind. So instead, sit down and move through the process from your head to an actual organized list, or talk out what you're thinking with a trusted friend, or both, do both. Then schedule specific times to complete each task. This is key to getting what you want. I love to start a book of inspiration. I always write lists too, but I love a book because it organizes everything. It helps me to brainstorm and write down any and all ideas. Don't even worry about the organization at this process. It's only important to get all the ideas out of your head and onto paper. When you're seeking the counsel of others, it can also guide you in communicating your ideas. You know, instead of being all over the place, you can just go through all of your brainstorming. Keep the big picture in your mind. YouTube personality Tessa Violet stressed the importance of keeping your top-tier goal in mind at all times, even when you're doing the less pleasant, more menial tasks related to it. That way, if you are having a week where you feel like you're not motivated to do the work, you remember, ah, but I got this big goal. And my goal isn't about finishing the work. My goal is about something much, much bigger. Don't worry about what you can't control. Isn't that the truth? And it's so difficult to remember. In a piece for the Huffington Post, life coach Stacia Pierce said, take control of what you can and don't worry about what you can't. So if you often find yourself paralyzed with the what ifs, and you know what we're talking about, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I don't get accepted into this program, etc.? Let it go and just focus on turning out quality work. It's also important to consider your control or lack of control when evaluating snags or failures. It's easy to throw up your hands and quit when something doesn't go your way, but if you take a moment to evaluate the situation, you might see the circumstances were out of your control. This will help you put things into perspective so you have better success in navigating those roadblocks. Seek out positive information. Pierce also recommended reading or listening to positive information every single day. If you fill your mind with uplifting and inspiring information, it will keep you motivated. Go to the bookstore or library and find at least one book of a positive topic that will give you a boost. You need constant reminders telling you that you're capable of achievement. Podcasts or audiobooks are great to play when you're getting ready in the morning or on your way to work. They are also great on your way home to put you in a better frame of mind, more positive mood before you hit the door. You can subscribe to your favorite one, like Encouragementology, and get an update when there's a new episode posted. Remind yourself why you set the goal in the first place. In a piece for Tiny Buddha, integrated channeler Maria Maraca said that when things feel overwhelming, just take a few moments to sit back and remind yourself why you chose your path in the first place. Was it to help people? Was it because you knew your end goal would lead to long-term happiness? Was it that short-term happiness is what you were looking for, a short-term goal? This can always help you find clarity in the worst moments. Be consistent. Strengths also stress the importance of being consistent with your work. Take consistent action every single time. This means that even if you're totally not in the mood, do one small proactive thing that will move you towards your goal. Staying motivated is absolutely within your reach. It's often just about keeping your end goal in mind and breaking down the larger end result into manageable smaller steps. Remember, you can do it. I like to be reminded of the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The fourth agreement is always give your best. Always give your best. Now, on some days, you may not have that much to give, but if you give as much as you've got, you're always giving your best. What a great way to look at it. Instead of thinking, well, I didn't do much today. I wasn't feeling well, so this day was busted. You could say, I didn't feel well, but of the energy that I had, I gave it 100%. Think about it that way. Ready to party? Waiting until you reach your overall goal will mean you miss out on all the intrinsic benefits of hitting and celebrating milestones along the way. Want to party more often? Then make your milestones closer together. It's important to throw in a few easy-to-obtain ones, ones that give you a nice little boost. And then, of course, some challenging ones to keep you a little more accountable. One of the main reasons celebrating is so important is because it reflects an overall attitude of gratitude and enjoying what we have instead of focusing on what we don't have. You know, the things that are always in the future. Goal setting is great, and it keeps you focused on shaping that what's to come. But too much time in the future means you can't enjoy the present. As with everything, I've always said, it's all about creating a healthy balance. Creating celebrations around mini milestones means you get to commemorate the now. Life moves at such a rapid speed that these built-in speed bumps can help you slow down and find gratitude. While you're there, you might have a chance to engage in other joyful activities that you would have missed on your Autobahn of life. Grab dinner with your accountability partner and share your good news. Schedule a day of luxury and pampering for yourself. You deserve it. Make a marker showing a successful win you can display in your office or at your home. Mark it off your to-do list. Sometimes it's just that easy. Doodle a happy face. Journal your excitement so when life's moving fast and the road is bumpy, you can come back and you can visit your success for even more motivation. There's an old saying, most people aim at nothing in life and hit it with amazing accuracy. It's a sad commentary about people, but it's true. It is the striving for and the attainment of goals that make life meaningful. Lewis Carroll stated this point beautifully in Alice in Wonderland. Do you remember this exchange with the Cheshire Cat? Alice says, "Mr. Cat, which of these paths shall I take?" And the cat says, "Well, my dear, where do you want to go?" And Alice says, "I don't suppose it really matters." And the cat says, "Then, my dear, any path will do." No matter what kind of traveling you're doing, whether it's through life or across the country by car, if you don't know where you're going, you'll never know if you've arrived. Taking just any road will leave your fulfillment to chance. That's not good enough. People who have no goals feel emotionally, socially, spiritually, physically, and professionally unbalanced. This can only cause anxiety. People who have goals are respected by their peers. They're taken seriously. Making decisions that affect the direction of your life positively is a sign of strength. Goals create drive and positively affect your personality. Achievements come from awareness, which starts with evaluating your strengths and weaknesses in the light of your current situation. You can then expect your beliefs or assumptions to accept more goals for yourself. This leads you to set plans and expand your actions to eventually achieve your goals. The model for this process is awareness turns into beliefs, to goals, to plans, to actions, to achievements. One step leads to another. After an achievement, you are in charge and you have the power to make it happen. Hopefully these ideas will help you evaluate your plan to see where you need some additional attention or focus, or maybe even re-engineer of your ideas. Either way, you are worth it, and getting to your next milestone is just around the corner. Thank you for staying with me and really putting focus to your goals. It is so important to have those goals. You are worth it. There are so many things out there that you can still try and do. And maybe it's a goal for work. Maybe you are wanting to finally move up, get that different job that you're interested in doing, or maybe have a goal to get healthy, to break some bad habits and get your life on track and see the future in a different light with a different lens. Those are great goals to have. You're always evolving, so there's always something new, and that's why goal setting is so important. And we talked in this show about the importance of writing it down and visualizing it. Put yourself in that picture. It's a great time to just daydream and think about it. Think about what it would look like when you reach your goal. That can give you motivation to get over a hump. And it's also important to write down all of your action items. Write them in level of priority, in order, just like you would a shopping list to get organized. You would do the same thing here. I found some do's and don'ts by the Getting Organized Wizard, right? This is a great way to organize it. So first of all, it just sums up what we've already said through the show. Do create a plan. That's important. Don't wait for someday to roll around. Do start small. It's important to start small. It doesn't have to be a huge grand plan. Start small. Don't focus on too many things at once. Do write it down. Remember, we talked about how important it is and for the accuracy of hitting goals when you write it down. Don't forget to give yourself a deadline, time bound. It's important for your deadline to be time bound or it's just someday. Do be specific. Don't deal in absolutes. Do leave room for failure. Plan B. It can happen. And if you don't have a plan B, you can be devastated. Don't expect perfection. That's a good one. We didn't even talk about that. But wow, build that into your plan because it's so true. Don't expect perfection. Do track your progress. Don't fool yourself into failure. You need to know where you are in this plan at all times. Do reward your success, mini milestones. Don't beat yourself up over your failure. Do find a good support system. Remember your accountability partner? Find that group, that tribe, that team. Don't try to do it alone. Do make a commitment. Don't ever forget that you can do it. So I challenge you, pull in for a pit stop to make sure your goals reflect your dreams. Put in the work to engineer a successful plan and enlist encouragement and accountability from those you trust to help push you through the lulls. You deserve it. And I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.
I stumbled through until the path was clear. That's when I found you, and how I wound up here.